The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Nine.
And it sounds like we're a group from the 60s telling you about our new album in stores this Friday.
Yes. Well, see, we have some moving parts here. Like when Matt, we record multiple podcasts at one time to pull the curtain all the way back. Or sometimes we do anyway, and we're doing that right now. So when Matt says go, or when he starts saying, hey, I'm Matt Man, I have to note what time it is on the recording clock in order to edit these later.
Right. I know, but I was going to more or less like my cadence was like, hi, I'm John. Hi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then I joined right in with it.
I know. It was so wild.
And I'm Morris Gibb.
Morris. Yeah, man, my dad, he would know it, Maurice.
Like, yeah.
I think he said that name because that was his favorite cafeteria to go to.
Yeah.
But he said Maurice. And I think he did that because of Steve Miller. That's who
you blame absolutely.
For that.
Maurice. Man.
Love that.
Oh, man. Can I share you the thing I saw this morning?
Wow. I don't know. Is it graphic?
Well, no. When Fat Boys Bridges were down, I couldn't see nothing. Last podcast, we went and talked trash about him. That was just a joke. I didn't talk trash.
No, it was not talking trash. It was not.
In reality, he's hung like a mew.
You know, I can't say that I know that. I did see the one photo that we still don't know who took that photo of him.
Of him in the bathtub?
No, of him in
the four-point stance.
Four-point stance, butt naked.
Yeah, I know, man. God,
but I only saw his truck nuts. I didn't see what he had hitched up with. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got to figure if it's that big, you'd see it. It'd be hanging below him.
I'm just saying, I saw his balls only.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What'd you see this morning?
Man, I texted you a Fat Boy about it, but I couldn't convey like my shock at seeing this.
You mean the one you sent at midnight last night?
No, not that one. The one I sent at like about 10:09 a.m. today.
Oh.
About 10:12.
But get a nap in there, pal.
When I was getting on the interstate, because I was turning left on Interstate 85 leaving work.
Don't text and drive.
Don't do it. And man, as I'm about to turn left, a car comes up the on ramp, and it's just one way. You get on the highway that way. You don't come back. And it's these two old women in like a GMC Arcadia or GMC Terrain, one of those GMC SUVs. The thing about it is where they would have gotten on the interstate was over 3 miles up the next exit.
Oh, wow.
That's what's messing me up. Like, did they just slowly cruise 3+ miles in the emergency lane to get to Woodruff Road from Lawrence Road? Because they went from exit 48 to exit 51 and came up the ramp.
This was where? On 85?
Interstate 85 in the middle of Greenville, man.
Good God. I know, it gets wonky up past Spartanburg and stuff where the lanes just swerve all of a sudden. But
dude, it's a problem. People getting on the interstate going the wrong way. I mean, it's several times a year somebody around Greenville dies on Interstate 385 because somebody got on going the wrong direction.
Yeah.
But I've seen it twice this year myself. Once when I was out doing ride share downtown on 385, I was going by and somebody was coming up the off ramp.
Like, I'm gonna do bail share this year up in Nashville. I'm gonna do bail share.
Oh, you should. They should bring that back.
How is it going? God bless.
Yeah,
all the old festival. I'm bringing back Hill Skills myself.
Well, can you imagine trying to leave stuff out in the city of Asheville for 3 days for a long weekend festival? Wouldn't nothing be left, man?
Oh Lord, I'll tell you, I packed up an hour early than when I went to. But nevertheless,
you'd come back and your tent would be replaced by a cubic ton of garbage.
There would be people squatting. They would squat under my tent and then say, "Well, this is our rights now. That's our damn tent.
We live here now."
But nevertheless.
Well, yeah, that's something I saw. It shocked me.
Did you like blow the horn at her, or did you just like sit there and say, "Wait a minute, am I going the wrong damn way?"
Well, no, I looked over it. I'm kind of it messes your brain up for a sec. Like your brain just kind of goes huh and freezes for a sec while you try to figure out what in the hell this is not right.
Right.
And then before I could get my phone to take a picture of it or anything, they just turned on the Woodruff Road going the correct direction, made a right hand turn.
What if they were British?
I don't know. They look like they were from Union County to me.
Definitely not then.
Just a couple old white ladies.
I've heard this, and I don't know if it's true, but for folks to fly here to America, whatever part, I don't know, but to fly to America is like stupid expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So I was, you know, I'm taking up for the Brits here where I say, if you're here, like you're probably pretty well off, got some money, probably a little bit of education.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying, you know, which we Americans, though, we go over there.
Well, that's the thing. There's no steerage on airplanes. There's no steerage on a 747. So, yeah, if you get over here on an airplane, you got money to get here on an airplane.
What do you mean there's no steerage?
Like where Leonardo DiCaprio was on Titanic. They don't have they don't have that part on the airplane.
Oh. What's up, Neil? My Who's UPS Neil? Guy.
Oh, Neil Carpin, Mojo Cat. He won Mojo Cat.
He always gives a little knock. Like he doesn't do a full doorbell, just gives a little knock.
Yeah. I mean, he's about the nicest guy in the damn world, ain't he?
You ain't kidding. When I had my surgery, he brought all my stuff to the back door.
No, he's a nice dude.
Yeah, very nice.
Hell of a guy. Like him.
I'm literally at the window that he just comes right by. So I was hollering at him. I don't think he heard me. Nevertheless.
well, maybe he'll hear this.
Yeah. This is why we don't sit in a studio anymore with glass windows. Because people would walk by and I would just, hey, what? Hey, come here. You know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that everything was averted. The crisis.
Oh yeah, it could have been real bad though, like real bad.
Yeah.
Oftentimes it is. I just wonder how many times people get on the interstate going the wrong way and just limp in the emergency lane to the next exit and get back off without hitting anything, because they hit stuff a lot around here, and it's a problem, dude.
I know. I've heard, and you too, probably from like at least 4 or 5 dozen truckers that listen to this podcast. So y'all communicate with us and tell us how many. You know, how often, because I imagine people that, you know, truckers and the like see it all and probably see a good bit of it.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Man, I saw a trucker I'm friends with on Facebook posted a couple near misses he had yesterday driving around in the rain we had.
Man, it was yeah. Yeah, the weather.
Yeah.
I was about to go right into that. It was,
I know, dude. It's easy to do.
Dude,
I do it a lot.
My security camera went off. The lightning was so bright. It picked it up. But it's so bright. It's not like one of those cool videos where you see like the lightning crest and all that stuff. It was just like a big white, you know, almost like a spaceship maybe passed by.
Yeah. Man, I want to talk about the very viral thing that's going around right now. It's been the most viral thing for days now.
Is meningitis coming back?
No, not viral meningitis, only spinal.
Okay.
It's got me down. That's a Ween song, spinal meningitis.
I know, man. All right, when you said that, you introduced me.
But
to
it's
that
the really
song.
Dark one, too, where like they where either Gene or Dean sings and he's got some kind of effect on his voice and he's singing like a little kid. He's like, am I going to die, mommy? And it's like, this messed up, dude.
This sounds like drugs.
It is drugs. A whole lot of them. Needle ones.
It is drugs.
Yeah. The thing that's going around is the man or bear thing.
Oh, God. Is this about hairy gay dudes?
No, no, it is not.
Okay, because that's not enough of that crap.
Different kind of bear. It's just a question that started on X or Facebook, probably X if I had to guess. It said someone asked women, would you rather be alone in the woods with a bear or a man? Presumably a man you don't know. So you're a woman, you're walking through the woods.
Would diarrhea.
You rather, would you rather? would you rather stumble upon a bear or a human man? And that's the question going around.
First off, the war on men is very real.
Mm-hmm.
It's very real. Secondly, they're going to say they'd rather roll up on a bear, aren't they?
Well, a lot of people do. Like a lot of people just.
Why is that a question, though?
I guess just to go viral. Like, I think it started out as kind of a fun thing. But
is it one of those things that the local TV station puts up? Isn't a cheeseburger, if you don't have cheese on it, your text below?
Is a hot dog a sandwich? Hot dog.
Oh, God. We did that like 8 years ago.
For a long time. It just keeps coming back around, man. Yeah. No, it's just, you know, like, look, I can, like, as a human being, man, I see how people get or whatever.
I'm a human being, man.
But here's the thing about it. Would I rather run across a bear or a stranger in the woods? I don't have too much preference. I'd rather see the bear. Just say, oh, man, I saw a bear. I'd rather see the bear. Just say, oh, man, I saw a bear. The thing is, if you run across a person in the woods, this is my thought on it. If I run across a person in the woods, they're probably armed. Because I know damn well I am when I'm in the woods.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I said that like the Kool-Aid man.
So at this point, I have an advantage over the bear, but probably not over the man.
Well, you know why the bear is there, because
yes, he's got to take shit.
He lives there, and don't want to be his rabbit. But
no, charming bears are the worst.
But I thought the analogy you were going to say is that the bear was wearing a camo suit. You know,
that's like, terrifying.
That's terrifying because did he eat the hunter or is
and wear his clothes?
Is he hunting humans?
Yeah, which is it? Which is it, Mr. Bear?
Which is it, Mr. Bear? These ladies are driving on the wrong side of the road. Now there's a bear dressed like G.I. Joe. What world have I woke up into?
Yeah. It says here there's a TikTok on it. You'll find a million videos on TikTok, but there's one in particular where a guy asks 8 women on the street and 7 of them say bear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What now? In China?
No, and I don't know where it was, but it's a TikTok video. But one guy asked 8 women on the street, and 7 of the women said beer or bear. Okay. Damn it! Now you got me doing it.
Well, I heard
I'd much
TikTok.
Rather have beer than a man.
I heard TikTok and thought China. So
yeah, you did. Yeah. You've been watching Doll.
No, we miss you, Joni Lahr.
But yeah, so it turned into. I think it started as like a. It's a hot dog and sandwich kind of thing. And the person who started it might now be like, dang it, I didn't want this. Because it turned into very serious discussion and serious discourse about how safe women feel around men, especially if they're alone with a strange man.
But, okay, so what if...
And I see it when I ride share. I see a lot of times I'm picking up a woman who's by herself. That's when they'll go around to look at the back of my car to verify the license plate number to make sure I'm who I'm supposed to be.
Well,
I'll open the door and say... James, and I'll be, yep, that's me. I'm you.
You know what? That's I remember watching that that Dateline.
Yeah,
about that girl.
About that girl in Columbia, South Carolina, right?
Yep, it came on right after.
Tragic, what would you do?
Yeah,
and it's like, oh man, this is local kind of, and good gosh, man.
Yeah,
absolutely. But you know, did they ask men that question? They only asked women.
Well, yeah, it's a.
I'm not making it
a bear or a man.
I'm not trying to say that. I mean, it is kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. I say it with kind of tongue in cheek because it is quite real, but it's not like fully accepted. The whole all men suck. This is all bull crap. All the problems are started by men, and la la la. And while I don't disagree with that, I just want to say
that's true.
That, but I would love to hear what men say. I mean, this man here talking about freaking me, I would, again, be perplexed as to why the guy was out in the middle. But, again, why am I there?
Yeah.
Is this at night?
Yeah, dude, I'll tell you what. I mean, it just full disclosure, not to turn it around on anybody or anything, but there are two sides to it. Like, when I'm doing the rideshare thing, I'm glad it
was. Have you ever had a bear get in there?
I have. And the bear was great. One of my best gave me an $8 tip. But no, when it's like, I'm aware of it because of a man who used to do radio in this town named Bob Hooper.
Oh, boy. Super Hooper.
Yeah. So, and not just because we do radio, but just because of what happened with his entire career. It's as simple as I'm out on my side hustle doing rideshare and. Like it's in my mind that if I'm not, I'm recording audio and video while I'm doing it, thankfully, because if I wasn't, I wouldn't do it because it'd be in my mind the whole time that somebody could get in my car, say I did something out of turn, and then my career's over, man. Like it's no due process. It's just over with, just like his was when later on the story that was told was recanted and said, no, that didn't happen. And he still didn't get his job back. He still was out of work for the rest of his life.
Well, I think.
I'm sure he worked, just not on radio.
I think he still worked for that same company. Just
yeah,
not
but
on
not
air.
On. He hasn't been right. on the air since.
Took
then.
Away
yeah, there
what
was no
he was
going,
great at.
Yeah,
I mean, he was the freaking man, Super Hooper in the mornings. But yeah, I also heard again all hearsay. It was I knew that story even before I got into radio as well, but apparently. He didn't have any more t-shirts to give away and the girl got mad. And that was the level she went to with how mad she was about not getting a t-shirt.
Yeah,
so that's why now, even if we don't have any left at appearances, I'll take mine off.
No, I'm not doing that. That could be misconstrued.
Well, you know, they asked for my shirt.
All right. Off you back. But yeah, like there definitely are two sides to that. Like, I mean, I'm not going to do anything out of turn, but somebody could say I did, and then I could, like, everybody, the whole world would just believe it. And there's nothing I could do about that, even if I didn't do anything. And but again, I come back to what's the ultimate reason for that? It's because so many dudes did do stuff they shouldn't have done that now it's just automatically believed that you did if somebody alleges anything.
Yeah, and also
it's men's fault too.
No, well, it's odd to, well, God, this is going down a whole thing, but you know, sometimes that will break the career, but then you have, without naming any names, but you know, NFL players that had a couple dozen women make accusations, but many of them awarded out-of-court judgments and all this stuff. But yet there was a team there with welcoming arms.
Yeah. But then again, like, I mean, I'm not particularly strong, athletic, fast, famous, and I look like this. And that does play a part. It does. I look like this. That plays a part. I'm not saying the color of my skin, just my general appearance.
No, back that up a minute, because I don't want to misconstrue any of that, nor do I think. I was listening to that as though I was listening to it. Okay. So by that, you mean what?
What? They're like right now, I'm a large man.
Oh, God, not like that.
Hey, what? I just mean that, like, your appearance plays into it because I'm a large man with a big beard and a Hulk Hogan t-shirt at this moment. And it does play into it. If I look like Tyrese, it wouldn't be as bad. If I look like Brad Pitt, it wouldn't be as bad.
But yet, you see those, like, there was a, we won't mention the name because, you know, this podcast goes real far outside of even this area. But
yeah,
the person we were talking about earlier this morning, and it's like, oh, wow, they got into some kind of trouble with an accusation, and they were just, like, done for, like, never heard from again.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was. But somebody just kind of disappeared. Yeah.
Just going forever. And it turned, you know, it came out later that it was a made up thing. It's not the radio one that we referenced earlier.
No, it's a different one we were talking about. You're right. I can't remember who it was though.
Many hours earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were just like poof and they're just gone. Mm-hmm. But I mean, to your point though, I understand why you would want to video that and all that stuff.
But it's not just I do it because I might be alone in the car with a woman. It could be anybody. It could be absolutely I don't want to be alone with any strangers because bad things can happen.
I
totally get that point about the bear in the woods, because man, the worst thing that happened is the bear might maul me, but it probably will just go about its business. But if I'm alone with a stranger, there's innumerable bad things can happen from that situation.
I want to take this to the Rise Guys morning show. And that sound, I hate saying all that. It's like a word play, but I'm saying like on the other show, because I want to hear like what dudes was now. Granted, many of the dudes are going to hear bear and they're going to call in. I'd shoot it. Like that's all they're going to hear.
Yeah.
I'd shoot it. But I really
I'm not going to shoot a bear just because I see one.
It's
minding his own business.
Did you never said that it was the time of day?
No.
Okay. So
in the woods by yourself walking, would you rather run across a stranger or a bear?
That's too many questions. I know. I'm wanting to know like why I'm there. Did we wake up and we're in this field like that one show? They woke up in a field, they don't know who anyone is, and they don't know why they're there.
You're just in the woods.
Yeah. I think they were on a beach.
I think you just went for the wall.
I'm talking about the movie Old, where they
they were
all old.
Yeah, they were. You're right.
Or they got old fast or something. I didn't finish it. I realized it was Benjamin Button on a grand scale. I was like, who cares?
Yeah.
What did I ask you yet? What you your answer to that? I forget.
Well, I got into it earlier when I said that I can kind of see the point of being like, anytime I've run across a stranger in the woods, man, I have been nervous as hell. Anytime I see, remember that time we were driving around, we came upon that encampment, those people camped out in the woods.
Oh,
we were all nervous as hell. because we just came up on somebody's house way out in the way out in the four-wheel drive woods.
Out in the woods.
Now, had we seen a bear, we would have been, oh my God, a bear, that's cool as hell. But we see people out there, we get scared, nervous. Start reaching, well, like, make sure we're ready to go.
They, again, the bears or any varmints, that's where you expect to see them.
Exactly. So. Part of the thing that makes me more nervous is you expect animals in the woods, but a stranger in the woods, what are you doing here? I get nervous, man.
If you were in the woods and this stranger walks up and then a tree falls, would you look to him and ask him if he heard it?
Absolutely would.
Did you hear that? I've always wondered that, but never two people at the same time.
Yeah. We heard it. We both heard it. Both of us.
A mighty. Yeah.
And then here comes the Pope, and you confirm that too.
It started out, you're probably right. It started off as some kind of minimal, menial kind of thing. And then I tend to twist everything, not in some kind of holier than thou way, but I look at like in a deeper way. Like,
well, everybody's looking more at it in a much deeper way, because this is going to wind up being like a college. This is going to wind up being classes at universities about this.
Oh my God.
It's on that level, man. It really is.
I'm majoring in Cobain 101. Wow, that was Rogan-ish right there. Seth, not the other one.
Oh, I don't like either one.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like Seth Rogan?
Man,
well, you don't like his abuse of marijuana. Not too much, but it became like his thing.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just, I don't know. When's the last time he did something that you enjoyed?
Well, my gosh, man. I mean, I how do you feel about old NFL Hall of Famers?
They're not still playing like crap, though.
Screw you, Earl Campbell.
You leave the Pearl alone. That was Monroe.
That was Monroe. That's right. Yeah. Earl the Pearl Monroe.
This has been fun as well. But yeah, we'll continue this on the Rise Guys Morning Show soon.
Make a note down to do that.
Because, I already did.
Well, we have to do it though, where it won't be before, you know?
Yeah.
Or this will be before, and then they'll hear that on the other one.
Yes. We'll do that next Tuesday.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Cue cards. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Nine.
And this has been After Hours.
With?
The?
Rise Guys.
Thank you.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.